$10,432, Jose G. and Mary E. Gutierrez, north of Road 592, 0.95-mile west of Road 565, being Lot A, a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 10 acres.
Names and addresses?
My name's Mary Gutierrez, 7193 Seashore Highway, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Your name, Jose?
Jose Gutierrez.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good.
Can you explain to the board your request to retain this manufactured home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, we bought the property, actually, we bought the property for my son and his wife. They became divorced, and so we took over the property again, and we redid the whole mobile home. We put like $15,000 into the mobile home to, you know, fix it all up so it wouldn't be an eyesore, and that we've tried to keep the property up. My husband goes up every couple of weeks and mows the property. We have trash disposal, so the property is not like an eyesore. It's not a junky place. And the mobile home's been there for quite a few years. It was there before we bought it. In fact, when we bought the property, the real estate agent had told us it was grandfathered in, but I think our last visit here, somebody had asked that, and they said it wasn't, but I'm not positive on that. And so we've decided to subdivide the property with the idea, my husband is self-employed. Several years ago, he had a bad car accident, so he has really nothing for retirement. And so we've decided to subdivide it so that in the future sometime, we could maybe sell lots off if need be for retirement. And so since we did that, the mobile home will be on less than 10 acres now. It's going to be on a little over four acres. So they said that we needed to come for a variance.
Okay. So it's mobile home that's on your, the one we're speaking of, is being rented at this time?
Pardon me?
Is the home being, mobile home is being rented to a family member?
Actually, no, it's to a family, and they've been there for 3 years. And they keep the property up pretty well, and they haven't had any problems, we haven't had any problems with them.
So it's been rented for the last 3 years?
Mm-hmm, yes.
What would be your plan for the other two parcels?
At this time, we really don't have any plans for the other two parcels. Like I said, it's kind of like for a retirement kind of thing down in the future. So we just wanted to get the subdivision in place while we were still able to do that money-wise and have it as investment for later on. And at the last council meeting, we had said that we weren't going to put any mobile homes on the, that when we do sell the property, that they'd be stick-built homes, and they would be in keeping with the surrounding homes.
So the subdivision itself was approved already by P&amp;Z?
It's in the process of being approved. There's several things that I've been working on to get that approval, and then I guess I'll bring it up again.
They have preliminary approval.
Okay. And they approved the, that access easement to be 1,800 feet long?
Yes.
We put in the letter of acceptance for Deldot. We're waiting to hear from them. And I also talked to Shane, and we've got a letter of acceptance from the conservation people.
Have you spoken to Deldot?
Pardon me?
Did you say you had spoken to Deldot, or do you have any approval?
We did speak with Deldot, and they said that we needed a letter of acceptance. Miller and Lewis sent that letter in, and they have, we sent, you know, the $100 in for them, and we're waiting for their approval.
So your application is in with Deldot?
further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three. Okay, all those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in. You can sit right down front here, yes. Again, all those that would like to speak at this time, please come forward and be sworn in.
Name and address.
My name is David Esch. I live at 14265 Russell Road on the adjoining property.
ESH?
ESCH.
CH, okay. Hold on just a second till this gentleman gets up here.
Sir, if you're going to speak,
yes.
Sir, Senator, you going, if you need to be sworn in also, you can go right on up there too.
Your name, sir?
Terry Lowe, 14697 Russell Road.
Okay, sir.
Richard V. Austin, 14343 Russell Road.
How do you spell your last name?
Sir?
Spell your last name?
A-U-S-C-I.
Okay.
All three I got a hearing problem.
Okay, all three of you. Y'all swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay. Let me just say in the outset, you understand the subdivision itself is not the issue for this board. It's just the retention of the manufactured home. Okay.
Here again, I apologize. I couldn't hear.
Okay. Use the podium, whoever's going first.
All right. Here again, I talked with Mr. Mills when I first come in. I got two hearing aids, and I still could not hear what they were saying on the second row. So I apologize. Okay. I couldn't hear everything they were saying.
Alrighty,
but I guess the only thing I'm here to say, they were here before, I guess you have the minutes of it, to subdivide this property. Is that right?
Not here.
Not here.
Huh?
With the Planning and Zoning.
With the Planning and Zoning Commission, not here. Not in front of us. They were in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
But has it been subdivided into three different lots? And at that time, they were specifying, before it was subdivided, that there's a mobile home on this one parcel that's less than 10 acres, mm-hmm. and that it would be moved. Okay. And now you're changing it?
They have two. The Planning and Zoning Commission gave them two choices. They either have to get a variance from this board to keep the mobile home, or they have to move it.
Move it.
Well,
or they can just leave the property as is and not subdivide it. They can just leave things as they are.
Well, I was here at the meeting before and not to object or anything. All I was here for was trying to get the information of what was going to happen. And if they did do it, they were going to move this one unit that's on the property now. And now they're saying they don't want to move it.
Well, Planning and Zoning gave them several options, and this is the one that they've chosen.
Oh.
They're asking for permission to keep it on the 4 acres or however much is there.
Right.
Their testimony this evening was that they, I believe, put $15,000 into the existing mobile home, fixed it up, and it's been maintained by Mr. Gutierrez since then.
Right. Well, the only thing I object to it, it's a nice property. They're nice people. I'm not a Hatfield and a McCoy feuding thing with these people, but I'm just trying to have understanding why it's going to wants to stay there. The other thing is this is a rental property, and they do not live there. I don't know if they were saying that or not.
Right, so, they explained that.
Yeah, they explained that, sir.
I apologize.
They'd like to keep that on the property, and then the other two parcels would have stick-built homes, according to their testimony.
Right.
In the future, whenever they sold those.
Okay, thank you.
So are you still opposed to them keeping?
Opposed, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Ma'am, I'll come back to you in a moment. We'll let the other ones go for theirs. Okay, whoever's next, please.
Yeah, good. I guess the reason that I'm here this evening, Mr. Gutierrez, like I say, I've never had any problems with him and have nothing against, you know, the man. He's maintained his property, you know, well. But he, not more than a month ago, assured me in no uncertain terms that mobile home would not stay there on that property. that he was his plans included building conventional stick-built homes. And I'm concerned the surrounding surrounding homes in that area are not manufactured homes. And it's in keeping with the neighborhood and the surrounding properties, and I'm concerned about a detrimental effect on my property value and possibly other property values in that area. Susan, with a single wide mobile home on that property on an undersized lot. I guess that's all I got to say.
Susan, in the event that the time came to replace that mobile home, would they be able to replace it again with another single wide? They would.
Good.
Sir, Mr. Sir,
you're just against a mobile home. I haven't seen it, but it's.
Well, like I say, it's. I don't feel that it's in keeping with the surrounding properties. There's all conventional stick-built homes in that area, and it's also as used as a rental property, which I own my house and I live there, and I know my neighbors do. Most of my neighbors that I know of do. And not to dispute Mr. Gutierrez, but that trailer has had a revolving door rental. And that's all I'm really going to say.
Okay.
Mr. Ash, the mobile home, manufactured home, whatever you'd like to call it, it's there now. It's been there apparently for several years.
Yes, since I've lived. I've been there 8 years. Yes.
Okay, so it's been there 8 years. How does reducing the land upon which it sits from 10-plus acres to 3 or 4 acres change what it does to the surrounding properties?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I feel that it could open the door for that property in the future. As you said, another mobile home could be moved in there in the future, and it could open the door. What's to say we're not going to be here several years from now to have more trailers put in there, and it'll become a trailer park?
Well, the way the ordinance is right now, they couldn't put additional mobile homes on any of those other parcels. They could put double wides because you can do that on 3/4 mm-hmm. of an acre. We can also stipulate that once that mobile home is removed, that no other mobile home can be placed there. Would you be opposed to a stipulation like that?
Well, I feel the man subdivided his land, and I have no opposition to somebody, a landowner, doing what they want to and making a profit and doing what they want to. But I feel in this case that he wants to leave that mobile there as a rental property only, and that's the way it's going to remain on an undersized lot. That's all I really had to say.
And what if we stipulated that in order for the other parcels to be improved, that would have to be removed?
Well, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do.
No, I'm saying, would you be opposed?
Yes, okay. I'm still opposed, yes, okay. If that's your answer, your question.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My only concern here, last time we were here for the subdivision, it was specifically told to them that they would have to remove this trailer, and they agreed. They said, we understand that, we're gonna take it out, we're gonna put a new one in there. Now they're back, they wanna keep this one. But it's kind of a piecemeal thing. They're coming in to do, they say they'll do one thing to get the subdivision, then they turn right around and say, well, no, we don't want to do that now. So it kind of concerns me, the honesty of it, and what's going to happen eventually with these other two lots that they have. Again, the gentleman said, are they going to make a trailer park here and just rent out to whoever, however they can make the most money on it? Mm-hmm. And this neighborhood is a very old neighborhood as far as how long the residents have been there. I'm a newcomer. I've been there almost 25 years. And I just don't feel comfortable with the way they're doing it. That's all.
All right. Thank you, sir. Excuse me. Okay, hearing, ma'am, do you give you a chance for me to vote?
The last time we were here, we never said that we were going to remove the property. I asked several times if we could get the variance, if we did subdivide the property, and we were assured that we could. As far as stick-built homes all in the area, several not even two, three or four or five homes down, there's mobile homes on that property, on the property. We did state that we wanted to get the variance the last time we were here, and we haven't changed our mind on that. I did state also the last time I was here that if the property was sold and we did put homes, that then the mobile home would be removed at that time. That's what we stated last time under oath.
You said the last time you were here, you were told that it was no problem getting the variance or the special use exception.
I asked several times, would there be a problem getting the variance for the mobile home? And they said, no, there wouldn't
be a
problem.
Who said that?
Well, I believe Mr. Mills, you were one person. I don't know who it was. It was sitting there.
We're talking about a planning
the,
and zoning.
The planning and zoning, yes.
I'm planning and zoning.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then I thought it was you.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Mr. David, he doesn't own a home. He has a garage, and he lives on top of the garage. It's not even a home. And the guy in the yellow shirt, he was against to buy the property because he was defecting. It's hunting. In the back of all the property is woods, and they're legally hunting deer down there.
Every
I see cutting the deer on my property, leave the bones there, skin. They built some stands at the line of my property, two stands. And I've never seen anything to anybody, but they're against the guy in the yellow shirt because they said they're hunting on my property. I got signs all over my property and still find some shells from the rifles and everything on there. I mean,
and in order to improve our property, we ran a fence between David's property and ours so that that property would be not in with our property at all.
Okay.
Weston, you stated you spent $15,000 on the mobile.
Yes, we did.
What kind of, you did structural work?
We did the whole interior of the mobile. We took down, we put drywall. We put
floor,
all plywood floors. We put
new,
brand new heating
brand
system.
Brand new heating system,
and
air conditioning
system. In.
And the guy has been there for 3 years.
And it's not.
The other one, it was there.
You can't both talk at the same time.
Oh, sorry.
The other one, it was there with Horsan. And then we got another renters, and then, you know, the renters don't pay the rent, and they move out. So then we get these renters. It's been there almost 3 years.
Thank you.
And they do improvements on the property. They upkeep the property.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to table case number 10,432. Let me get a chance to look at it. I'm going to look at that at the next regular meeting.
Okay.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,432 until our next regular meeting, which will be the 20th. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed, motion carried. Okay. Your case has been tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be on the 20th. The hearing will be closed. There will be no testimony. Okay, and a decision may be made then. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.